Time for the Morning Munch. And once again, bringing us the Morning Munch this morning, our very own Pastor Tommy Briggs.
Thank you, guys. And today we're going to be in the book of Luke and looking at a story of Jesus healing a man with leprosy. Not an unusual occurrence for Jesus. He was healing people all the time. In Luke chapter 5, verse 12, it says, while Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. And I like this story for several reasons, because I think there's several truths that we can learn from this. One, that leprosy, obviously at that time, was a highly contagious disease. Lepers had to be separated out. You usually weren't allowed within a certain distance of the towns for fear of it spreading. Basically hung around with other lepers. Nobody else would deal with you. They didn't have any way to cure it or deal with it. And so it was a terrible life. Eventually, the leprosy would kill you. Your skin's rotten off. You're not looking your best, certainly. And it was just a horrible instance for those who suffered from leprosy. You were an outcast. You were ill. Life was not good. And so this man comes. He hears about this Jesus who can heal people and comes in his desperation to find healing. You know, and his statement, Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me. He expresses no doubt about Jesus' ability to heal him. He expresses no doubt about Jesus' power over the leprosy. You know, his request is only for the willingness of God. And I think it's instructive that the Bible tells us that Jesus first out reached out and touched him. He does this before he heals him. Right? You didn't touch a leper. Nobody touched a leper because nobody wanted to get leprosy themselves. I mean, that's why they had to stay away from people. And, you know, sometimes famously they're ringing the bell so people would know a leper. They'd have to shout out unclean, unclean. So people would know to stay away from them. You didn't touch somebody with leprosy. And Jesus touches the man before he heals him. He doesn't touch him after he heals him. When he's clean, he touches him before he heals him. And you got to think, when was the last time somebody touched this guy? When was the last time he had some kind of human contact? And we know, I mean, studies have shown that we know people need human contact, right? We need hugs and we need people to touch us and hold us and, you know, hold hands and whatever. I mean, they tell us all the time, little children, they need lots of hugs. They need lots of kisses. They need that physical touch. We all need that to be emotionally healthy. When was the last time somebody had touched this guy? He'd been living in total isolation, but Jesus reaches out and touches him. Before he does anything, he touches him, you know, as a sign of his love, you know, that he accepts him as a leper before he heals him. He doesn't accept him as one who has been healed of leprosy. He accepts him as a leper. And then he says, of course, I am willing, be clean. And immediately the leprosy leaves him. And I think it's a great illustration for us because when we come to God, we're spiritual lepers. We're spiritually rotting away because of our sin. And we might think that God would want to stay away from us because of this, that we are unclean, and he would not want to pollute himself with us. But just as Jesus reached out and received the leper as a leper before he healed him, he receives us as sinners before he forgives us. That he receives us, that while we were yet sinners, the Bible tells us, Christ died for us. He doesn't wait for us to get clean and then accept us. He accepts us as lepers, and then he cleans us. He accepts us in the condition we're in, and then he makes us clean. You know, it's the acceptance of God that comes first and then the forgiveness of sin that God's offered to receive us, to love us, to tell us, yes, I am willing to forgive you. So today, wherever you may be in your life, whatever's going on, you may feel like, oh, you know, the life I've lived, the things I've done, God could never receive me. God could never accept me. But it's not true. God's already accepted you. Well, he could never forgive me. He's already declared his willingness to forgive you. All you have to do, like the leper, is come to him. Come to him and say, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And he will. And that's our Morning Munch today.
Tommy, can you pray for us?
Sure. Lord, we thank you for your love for us, that just like this leper who you touched even in his leprosy and received and loved before you even healed him, Lord, that we know you receive and love us even as sinners. You died for us. You told us that this is how we know what love is, that you died for us in our sins. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that you receive us. We thank you that you have declared your willingness to forgive us. Lord, like this leper, may we come in faith and ask for you to make us clean, that we can be with you and rejoice with you and spend eternity with you in your kingdom for your glory. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Tommy Briggs, Morning Show co-host and co-pastor of Gateway Baptist Church.
That's right. Gateway Baptist Church, located at 6047 Door Street. And 9:45 Sunday school, 11 o'clock is our worship service times. We do food giveaways the second and fourth Wednesday of every month in partnership with Feed Greater Toledo. And have small groups meeting throughout the week and lots of exciting things going on. If you'd like to be a part of it or looking for a church to be a part of, well, you can find more information about us at gatewaytoledo.com. That's gatewaytoledo.com.